Oh, great to chat, Brad. Well done, mate. Your two big bets yesterday got up. Sensational.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Flash. Thanks, boys. Yeah, good day yesterday. Hopefully we can keep it going at Warwick Farm today.
It's a whole new day, isn't it, Brad, for a punter?
It is. That's the thing. You know, you can't live on yesterday. You've got to get up, do the form, try again, and yeah, hopefully. Look, it's a good card at Warwick Farm today. There's a bit of interest around it. You know, there's a good race and a three-year-old to kick us off. Epic Rant, really interested to see how he comes back for the Gaywood House and Adrian Botyard. He ran third at his only start today in a pretty good Saturday race. And then, you know, Godolphin have got a really good team in today. They've got about six horses, but all six of them could run really well. Wouldn't be surprised to see him train a double or a treble. They've got this Naya, this filly in the second. She looks pretty promising. Her mum ran third in a Blue Diamond, and she actually beat Woman comfortably in a recent trial. And we saw Woman come out and win at Canterbury last week. So really interested to see how she debuts today. But, yeah, a host of interest across the card, really. Looking forward to that today.
Were you surprised with Champagne Cuddles accepting for the Golden Rose?
Yeah, I was a bit because, you know, we saw her obviously run second to Elise in the T-Rose last weekend, and normally if that's the case, they go on to the flight stakes path. But Bjorn Baker's running a bit of a curveball and thought, we'll have a crack at the Golden Rose this week instead. So I know a few punters obviously still be feeling a bit of pain from the word Champagne Cuddles because a couple had 10,000 on her last week and she ran second. So there'll be a few sore heads out there. But look, she's definitely a chance. I know she's a bit of a roughie, but she's sort of hard to assess coming from that other form line, but really interested to see how she sort of shapes up. I spoke to Kieran Ma, who, of course, is bringing Merchant Navy to the big race this weekend. I spoke to him yesterday after the barrier draw, and his reply was bloody great because he drew two, and the two favourites drew wide. So he said the horse has come up the Rose Hill. He's settled in a treat. He's been working the other way, no issues at all, And he likes the fact that his horses won twice over 1,400 when Pariah and Minari, they get to win over the 1,400. So he's hoping that's going to play into Merchant Navy's hands come Saturday.
All right, mate. What are we looking at today?
All right, we'll give you three for today at Warwick Farm. I've made the best bet one of these Godolphin horses, Dissolute, race six, number one. He's got this really good form around some Saturday City class horses last preparation. A little bit of the speed drawn out. Scratched this morning, which is a little bit disappointing, but I still think it'd be too good for him, race six, number one, Dissolute. The next best, also a Godolphin horse, a filly who probably a bit stiff not to be undefeated at this stage. She just got held up at a crucial stage last start. I reckon it cost her victory. This is race five, number four, Regiment. She'll be the next best. And the best value, a little bit of this value gone out with the favourite scratch this morning. I was kind of hoping ever since he would run because I thought Raise the Limit, race seven, number nine, could beat at home. But I think she'll still be at those each way odds. She just missed in a three-way go at this track a couple of weeks ago. She's been racing really consistently, and I thought she could run well as well. And if I was going to throw one more out, it'd be race eight, number 12, Regent. Didn't have a lot of luck first up. Another Godolphin horse. I'm probably going to tip three Godolphin horses there today. Just got caught off the track. Had to be go back from the wide gate. But drawn well today. Can just sit behind him. He's very hard to beat. So that's race six, number one, Dissolute. Race five, number four, Regiment Next Best. The best value, race seven, number nine, Raise the Limit. And the other bet, if you are looking for one to get out in the last, race eight, number 12, Regent.
Well, make sure you wear blue today, mate, because you're cheering all those blue... the blue silks of Godolphin home. So we look forward to having another successful day. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.